Well, good afternoon, Seattle. It's Tech Talk with Craig on the High Tech Radio Network. We're back in the studio. Excited to be here. Lots of stuff going on. Man, oh, man, I am just so happy to be back here. And it's 3D printer year. I was going to say 3D printer week a while back. I was going to say 3D printer month. And now it's just going to be 3D printer year. And we've got an exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about some of that stuff. We've got some exciting news out there regarding iOS 8 and the release of iOS 8 and bricked iPhones. Don't worry, folks. It only kept you from getting on the cellular network if you were unfortunate enough to have that update done. But anyway, lots of things going on. I do want to make a special announcement. You know, I'm all for public service announcements, and I want to talk about October the 18th. The Downtown Issaquah Association will be holding their annual zombie walk on Front Street, and this year it'll be a little bit different. Rather than happening, the doings happening at the library, we're going to be taking over the City Hall steps in Issaquah. And that is going to be a good time. They're going to be dancing to Thriller, and you'll hear a couple of ads about that later on in the show. But first, as I'm back in the studio, I've got some announcements to make and some introductions. First, I'd like to introduce my board engineer here at KKNW, my instructor, my teacher, my mentor in radio, Mr. Mike Roberge. Mike, good to see you.
Hey, good to be seen.
And
as opposed to the alternative,
yeah,
right?
That's true. Well, you know, as far as radio goes, this is about as good as we can get, right?
I was thinking something on a much higher plane.
But no, it's great to have you as my board engineer, because I'll tell you, you're teaching me a lot, and I know I've got a lot more to learn. In the aux today, we have, of course, the infamous Jack Crawford. Jack, what's going on? What's going on in there? I understand that we have an intern in there who's going to learn how to become a communications engineer.
Yeah, it looks like I'm losing my job. Actually, I think I'm moving up, maybe? Is that...
Yeah, you might be moving up a little.
Maybe.
We'll have an announcement a little bit later on that. We've got also in the aux, we have Kelvin Janenskins, and I know I've got that last name wrong, but anyway, Kelvin used to work for me at Plateau Computer, and he is now doing some internships at a couple of high-tech places. One will be the High Tech Radio Network, and the other, I believe, is, you know, I can't remember. But anyway, we'll have Kelvin answering your calls later on. On the air, all the way from Beantown, we have gadget guy Alan Wallace. Alan, are you with us?
I am. I got a little confused now when you were talking about the zombie walk. I thought that's what teenagers did on their iPhones in the mall.
Well, it is. And they do that alongside the other mall walkers who are getting their exercise in places where it's too hot to do it outside. But yeah, that's true. But Zombie Walk is a cool event. It's a lot of fun for the kids and the adults. And guess what? It brings people down into Issaquah. What's going on over there in Boston?
It's the allergy season. That I can definitely guarantee.
Yeah.
I have discovered that East Coast allergies have hit me a lot stronger than any allergy I ever had on the West Coast. So it's good to have my voice back just in time for the show. But the week prior has been a challenge.
Well, I understand. I'm glad you got your voice back. Glad to hear you back on the air. We've got a couple of things that you have talked about in the past that we are using now, and they're relevant to today's show because we're going to be talking about texting and driving, and I remember you brought up the mention of an app called Agent and how important that is, and we'll get to that when we get a little closer to stupid news, because there's some of that out there as well. Also, we have a special guest who's becoming a regular on our show, and he is, I believe, on the air now. That's Brandon. He's the CEO of Leapfrog America 3D Printers. Brandon, are you with us?
Yeah, Craig, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. We're going to have a great show. Brandon, thanks for coming back on the air. We're going to take a quick first-time break here, since we're back. We're going to get our stuff together and come back. We're going to talk about 3D printing. We're going to be talking about what happened up on the ISS. They've got their first 3D printer up there. We're going to give you an update on that. We are going to have a special broadcast or a special guest who's testing some 3D printed items out on the racetrack today. We'll tell you about that when we come back. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig on AM 1150 KKNW. We'll be right back.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Everyone has that horror story of a problem that occurred right after their warranty expired. Bring your vehicle to us for a complete inspection before your warranty expires. We'll help you to find a potential issue before it becomes a bigger expense down the road.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair. Nate, why such a generous offer?
It's not just about fixing cars. It's about solving problems and building relationships. That's Integrity.
Just a block off I-90 in Issaquah. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
Zombies take over downtown Issaquah on Saturday, October 18th. Get your zombie on at the historic Shell station on Front Street between 2:30 and 4:30 p.m. At 4:30, zombies walk, crawl, and shuffle up Front Street to City Hall. The undead really come alive at 5 o'clock when zombies dance to Thriller at City Hall steps. Afterwards, enjoy a Dead Guy Ale at Issaquah Brewhouse, kids' activities at the Salmon Hatchery, or ride the trolley to and from the Issaquah Highlands. This event is free and open to all ages and zombies of all skill levels. For more information, visit downtownissaquah.com.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the show. It's Tech Talk with Craig on the High Tech Radio Network. And we are live from the T-Mobile campus right here in beautiful downtown Bellevue, Washington. And well, I can't wait to try one of those Dead Guy Ales at the Issaquah Brewhouse at Zombie Walk. I'm a beer fan, and I that sounds pretty good. Let's get right to it. We are talking about 3D printing, and before we get into a discussion with Brandon and Alan and everyone else, I'd like to tell you guys what I've been up to. And last week, the SpaceX CRS-4 rocket took off for the International Space Station with a payload that included the first 3D printer that will be operational in space. It's a zero-gravity 3D printer. Why is this important? Well, I think it's important because of space exploration. And we're going to be able to print objects in space. It's going to allow us, let's say we have a colony that we're building on Mars. They're not going to have to requisition a tool or a part from some company in China and get it injection molded and then have it sent off to Houston for first testing and then to Huntsville, Alabama for second testing and then requisition a rocket. And maybe 2 years later, they have what they need. Well, this will allow for additive manufacturing to happen on the spot right then and there, and that's just really, really cool. I'm excited about it, and we did our show live. Well, actually, we did a recording last week at Coho Computer. We will have that show airing next week because next week I will be preoccupied with one of our Jewish holidays. So you'll be able to hear that show. It was great. We had a couple of great guests. One will be on the show today. His name is Maxim Gavronsky. Maxim Gavronsky is an inventor, and he invented a phenomenal device. It is a cup holder, and that cup holder is revolutionary. You can drive around up and down speed bumps and around corners and up and down the hills with a full cup with no lid on it, and it won't spill. You can go check that out at maximatic.com, and it's spelled a little differently. That's MAKSIMATIC.com, maximatic.com. His brother put a post up on Reddit, and Reddit, he hit the front page in one day. He had over 800,000 hits in about a week and a half, and he has gone viral with this thing. He's been covered by Q13 Fox News and a couple of others, and I have been printing his prototypes. And he's out at the racetrack today at Monroe Speedway as the drifting competition begins. And for those of you that aren't sure what drifting is, you probably haven't seen any of the Fast and Furious videos or movies. Drifting is where they are going around a track or streets at a very high rate of speed. And the drifting comes in when they're making their turns. And if this thing works at the Monroe Speedway while they're drifting, well, I got to tell you, I got to have that cup holder
See,
in my
and,
car.
And again, I had that wrong, too, because I thought drifting was what you did in Issaquah during black ice.
That is actually what you do in Issaquah during black ice, but it will keep that latte secure in your car without spilling all over your lap.
You'll probably know a lot about that in Boston here.
That's
black
right.
Black ice. Hey,
yeah,
I do have
definitely have that experience.
I do have an update. Maxim had called in. There was a lot of background noise, and he's not drifting yet. So he will call back in a little bit, and we can find out if that soda stays in his cup.
Well, that's great. I'm sure it will. We're going to talk a little bit right now about 3D printing in space again. And, you know, we had that show last week. Alan, you were able to get in from Boston, and we were so happy that you were able to stay up so late. 2:30 in the morning, I think you got in the air there, or 3, something like that. Jack, you were in the studio with us, and unfortunately that night the launch was scrubbed, but it did go off 24 hours later without a hitch. Tuesday morning, 4 a.m. Pacific time, it successfully was docked with the International Space Station. They unloaded the cargo. I spoke with Grant Lowry of Maiden Space this morning. Folks, Maiden Space is the company that developed this 3D printer, and it has been successfully unloaded. And I can't talk about the updates as to when they are going to start printing, but what I can talk about is futureengineers.org. That's Future Engineers. Just spell it out, no spaces, futureengineers.org. Just a couple of days ago, the website was launched, and any kid in the U.S. grades K through 12 can get involved. They're having all kinds of competitions. The grand prize winner will have their item printed in space. They'll have to do an essay of what they would like to see printed in space, whether it's a tool or, as one of my guests last week mentioned, maybe a zero gravity cup holder, something like that. But anyway, they're going to have that competition. There are going to be a lot of other prizes. Kids will be able to win 3D printers and other things. Check it out. It's futureengineers.org. We're going to be working closely with the school districts here to make sure that they are all informed. I know, Gadget Guy, you're going to be working over there in Boston to make sure that the school districts are involved over there, and it's just real exciting. And I know, Brandon, this is close to your heart because of your role in 3D printing. And let's remind the audience a little bit about that, Brandon. Tell us what you do.
At Leapfrog, we manufacture 3D printers that are changing the world. We are committed to education, so education is always, you know, an interesting topic. It's where I think the biggest movement of 3D printing really, I mean, it's really where it's taking hold, especially with just a completely new way to think and manufacture and create. Our children are the ones that are really going to benefit the most just because they're growing up with these tools and, you know, the concept of being able to think of something and then the same day, you know, have it sitting on your desk. that's a whole different concept than what we've dealt with in the past. And 3D printing is really what's going to unlock, I think, not only just the world's potential for bringing an idea, you know, to fruition, but I mean, you know, just changing so many industries. You know, currently, you know, from architecture to engineering. I mean, engineering right now and 3D printing, I mean, even for the last 10 years, it's been changing so rapidly. And I mean, now with the commitment that we have from schools around the world, we realize that, you know, having kids involved in learning 3D printing early on, even before they're actually learning to use a CAD-type program, you know, the benefits are tenfold.
Well, you know, you mentioned CAD-type program, and you know, people think, oh, my gosh, Autodesk, I got to go out and spend $4,000 or $5,000 for my kid to be able to create 3D objects or work on items that have that need fixing or et cetera, et cetera. And believe it or not, you know, I'm not going to knock AutoCAD. I listened to the keynote, and I would say that it's probably one of the best CAD companies out there that create CAD programs. They are a little costly, but you know, depending on the scope of the job, there are actually free ones out there. And I know that SketchUp, I think it was owned by Google at one point. I think they picked it up, but I think they sold it. But I actually downloaded it. SketchUp, you can just search for SketchUp online, and you can go start creating it. There are great tutorials, and there is a SketchUp Pro version, which I don't have. I think it's still a very inexpensive for such a program that does a lot of the things that an AutoCAD would do. I think it's about $400 or $500. But there is a free version that allows you to do and learn and have fun. Right now, I happen to be printing a diamond sword for Minecraft. It's just a little toy for my kid that it took me a few minutes to draw up, and it's just a lot of fun. And there is affordability now when it comes to 3D printing and designing and letting the kids check it out and see it. And Brandon, you and I are working on a little project we've just started where we're going to set up a showroom where these kids are going to be able to come and take a look and learn about it. And we're going to talk a little bit about an offer that we're going to be doing on a 3D printer starter package. And in a few minutes, I'm also going to give out a website that you'll be able to go to and check out those packages and what they're all about. And I'm excited working with you on that, Brandon.
Yeah, the starter package really gives any person the ability to engage 3D printing immediately. So, you know, they purchase the package, they get it, it's one box, they open the box, they've got their 3D printer, they've got their filament, they've got their print stickers, all, you know, get a toolkit, accessories, everything's there so that you can literally put the printer on your desk, hook it up to your computer, and start 3D printing that day. And I mean, the reality is there's so many websites with databases of designs. You don't have to be a designer today to 3D print. You can download useful designs, cell phone protectors to laptop stands. You know, there's the cup holder. Your friend there, Maxim's designed. I mean, that I believe he used 3D printing or wants to use 3D printing to prototype and produce that. Isn't that right, Craig?
Well, that's exactly what we've been doing. I've actually been printing for him the prototypes for that device. I did about 4 inserts so far and did some kind of fancy finishing, and we'll talk about that in another show. But when he came to pick up those prototype cup inserts, he was so excited. He brought in the base and he tested them just by moving the base around in his hands. And he just said, "I can't believe the quality and the time that it took." He literally spent hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for each print at an earlier time. So, by the way, I believe Maxim will be one of our first interested parties in getting that starter set. I think that that's exactly what he needs as an inventor, as someone who can actually come up with things that need prototyping. And It's not just prototyping, though. Those are prototype parts, but after doing the finishing, the parts that I created on a 3D printer in literally a couple of hours in my store looked like something that you could go into the store and buy off the shelf. The toys that I'm making for Adam right now, he's so excited to see this diamond sword being printed right now, and he comes in. I used to have to fight him to come to the store to hang out because either he'd get out of school early or something's going on where he wants to go see his friends. Now it's, Dad, can I come to the store? I want to see you. I want to see something printing. And it's just amazing. So, folks, you got to come down. Come check it out. There's no cost to come and see what it is and what it does. I'm sure that most of my listeners out there have never seen a 3D printer in action. And don't go by what it looks like in a video. Go ahead, Alan.
And Craig, when Adam kicks you off the 3D printer and says, no, it's my turn, does that really bother you a whole lot?
Not after I get a couple of more in the store, that's for sure. You hear that, Brandon?
Yeah, I heard that, Craig.
It's okay. No. I know that the plans are to get a couple of more up here. We are, and this is kind of letting the cat out of the bag a little bit. We're working on getting an actual 3D printer store opened up. The location is still yet to be determined, but looks like we're heading towards Redmond or Redmond Town Center in that area, and we're going to have a showroom set up where people can actually see 3D printers in action. You're going to see consumer-grade 3D printers that are affordable. You're going to be able to see small, medium, and even enterprise business-grade 3D printers in action, and actually be able to purchase and test drive and try them out. And education, we're going to have field trips from the schools. We'll arrange for classes to come one at a time to check them out, see how they work, see what they can do, see what you can do with them, see what the imagination can come up with. It's no longer something that's a thing of the future. It's present. It's happening right now, and I'm just so excited about it. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, and I think what you were saying earlier about it not just being prototyping is a really good point. It's so many other things. The applications are being discovered every day. But I mean, from retail to education, art and design, architecture, engineering, biomedical, these fields are currently all in completely engaged in 3D printing. And I mean, every day there's a new field that's engaging. And, the best way to get involved in 3D printing is to go out there and get a printer or go to a store like the store you're going to set up, Craig, and just go there and they'll let you print. That's the whole idea of 3D printing is actually doing it, using the printer and understanding. Once your mind understands what you can take into physical reality, you start thinking a different way and you start problem solving a lot faster for whatever your application is.
Well, I just can't get off this rant on 3D printing. When I've known about it. I know there's a lot of people out there listening that don't know enough about it. They think that it's something that's way out there. We're not ready for it yet, but we are ready for it. It's already happening. There's companies out there that are using them right now. And in fact, I believe that Jack's on the phone right now, but we'll talk to him in a minute about this. I think he finally came up with some theories on what that 3D printer is doing in the IT department at Costco. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We were trying to figure that one out. But anyway, in the meantime, we are going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to see if we can get Maxim on the phone from Monroe International Speedway, where they're testing out that newfangled cup holder that supposedly will work. I know it's going to work in a drifting car. And if you drive like that, it makes no sense for you to be drinking and driving, whether it's coffee, water, or whatever. But if it works there, it'll work on a cigarette boat going 150 miles an hour over the wake. So we're going to take that short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tech Talk with Craig on the High Tech Radio Network right here on 1150 KKNW.
Having trouble picking up the Alternative Talk 1150 signal? Well, whether you live in Portugal or Puyallup, Tasmania or Tacoma, India or Issaquah, you can get Alternative Talk 1150 programming streamed live on your computer via our website, 1150kknw.com. It's true. Just visit 1150kknw.com and click on the Listen Live button. Make sure you have an audio player installed that will play streaming MP3 audio such as Winamp, iTunes, or current versions of Real Player or Windows Player. Visit our website for more details. Remember, that's 1150kknw.com.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Integrity in business means doing what we say we are going to do and exceeding the expectations of our customers.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
When you come to us with a problem with your vehicle, we believe that a repair that we perform will be good enough to last a lifetime. And if for some reason it doesn't, bring it back in and we'll repair it at no cost to you. Our lifetime warranty gives you the peace of mind that once we've done a repair on your vehicle, we will stand behind it for as long as you own that car.
Integrity Automotive, standing behind their work and name with a lifetime maintenance warranty, a testimony to their customer-focused service.
I want you to feel that you have found a service center that you can trust, a service center that will care for you and not just your vehicle.
Hundreds trust the livelihood of their vehicles to Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair, just a block from I-90 in Issaquah and well worth the drive.
It's more than a name, it's how we do business. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Well, welcome back to the show. It's the High Tech Radio Network. You're listening to Tech Talk with Craig. And guess what? I think we just got a call from Monroe Speedway. I believe Maxim Gavronsky is on the phone with us. Maxim, can you hear me?
That was awesome.
Awesome. Can
I
you,
think a regular cup holder would have spilled a little more.
Can you hear me, Maxim?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hey, Maxim, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Are you in the racing car right now?
Yeah, we're in the race car right now. We just did a line. I'm doing my best to hear you. We just did a lap, and the thing's working amazing. We barely lost any fluid. I opened up a brand new container of vitamin water that I'm getting on film right now.
Very, very good. How fast are you going?
I don't know. We're probably hitting 40 miles an hour at times, just however fast drifters can accelerate. They don't go too fast. It's more about sliding side to side having the car sliding while trying to keep it in control. So we're literally getting this live on film. I'll show you, but once again, the goal is mainly for it to not be spill-proof, but spill-prevention, so it keeps most of the fluid in, but the beverage container does not come out whatsoever. Matt's pretty excited about it. I have Mr. Matt Van Kirk here with me, professional drifter, and we're here at the Evergreen Speedway. What's the event tomorrow that's happening tomorrow? What are you practicing for tomorrow, though? Oh, it's today. What's it called?
DriftCon. That's very cool. Well,
yeah, DriftCon at 3 o'clock.
I'm excited about this, that it's working.
And I might not be able to hear you too well right now because we're driving again, but I will do my best.
Thank you very much. And we're going to put those videos up on hightechradio.net, as well as links to your website and all your social media. I'm going to tell everybody about Maxim and what he does. Maxim, thanks so much for calling in. I'm going to let you go. There's a lot of background noise.
Thank you. Sorry it's so loud. Yeah, but we're having a great time here. Thank you, Craig.
That's cool. Well, have fun.
Thank you for 3D printing these. They look fantastic. They work fantastic. That trick you told me about glazing them. It's unbelievable how smooth they are. Right, Matt? Super smooth. Super awesome. We're having a great time.
All right. Yeah. Well, you guys be careful and make sure your seatbelts are on, all right?
we had a Mr. Matt Van Kirk said we had a 45-mile-an-hour to 60-mile-an-hour drift.
A 60-mile-an-hour drift, a 45-mile-an-hour and a 65-mile-an-hour.
Yeah, we were just sliding across the whole turn, and nothing came out at all. So
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. Yeah. I'm going to tell the audience once you're off the air a little bit more about you and what you do and why this is so important. And it was a pleasure to be able to print those prototypes for you. And
thank
I hope you
so
didn't
much.
Hit the fence just now.
Anyway,
I'll talk to you a little bit later, Maxim. Thanks very much.
Thanks again. I wish I could hear you better. Have a great day, everyone.
Okay. Folks, that was Maxim Gavronsky. Sorry about the feedback and a little bit of weird noise there, but that was kind of cool. We are actually talking to somebody in a racing car at Evergreen International Speedway in Monroe, and I actually was able to 3D print his prototypes for the cup holder that he's using inside that race car today. And I thought that was kind of neat. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about Maxim and how big this is. He went viral, I think I mentioned earlier in the show, over 850,000 hits on YouTube. He made the front page of Reddit in one day, and I believe he's starting to gain the attention of a couple of automakers out there. His dream is to have this thing in, of course, the Tesla. Elon Musk is one of his and one of my heroes out there. I know that he wants to get into Ford as well as Volvo. And what was the other one, Jack, he mentioned? I think it was Mercedes or somebody. Anyway, it should be in every car. When you see this thing, go check out his website. It's maximatic.com, and it's spelled a little different. It's M like Mary, A-K-S-I-M. A-T-I-C, Maximatic.com, or you can just search for the Maximatic. Check out the YouTube videos. It's hilarious. It's not hilarious. It's serious. It's new. It's fun, and I was able to print
impressive.
Them.
It's pretty impressive what he's been able to do with that cup holder. I watched the video on his site, and, I mean, the fact that, I mean, he did all that himself. I mean, obviously, you prototyped it for him, Craig, on your Leapfrog, but... that's pretty impressive.
It's very, very, very cool. And to be able to be involved at that level of manufacturing and R&D with what I do without any experience, and I think that's where we go back to education and letting people know that you don't have to be a rocket scientist, although I have been talking to rocket scientists today on the telephone, and those are the guys in Made in Space, but you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do this stuff. Maxim, I'm not taking anything away from you there because it takes somebody with a very incredible brain to figure out how to use gravity and leverage and that to keep this drink in your cup while you're drifting it in a 65-mile-an-hour drift. I got to tell you, it's very, very impressive. And I'm honored to be able to be involved in the R&D in this thing. It's without any experience whatsoever, I was able to 3D print these prototypes that are being used in a racing car on a racetrack as we speak, and it's just really exciting. And while we talk about that, let's get back to what we were talking about, Brandon, earlier, and that is getting the word out about the education. And I'm going to be launching a website. I have the domain name, folks. If you go there now, you're not going to see much. You're going to see a small picture of the new Zed by Leapfrog, but I will be unveiling coho3d.com at midnight Sunday night. So Monday morning when you wake up, you'll be able to learn all about Leapfrog printers. You'll be able to get a link to the Made in Space website as well as the futureengineers.org website. So we want you to get your kids to take a look at that. Get them to sign up. It costs nothing. Education is so important right now, and you'll also be able to make a purchase on there. You'll be able to buy the starter kits that Brandon was talking about earlier. I believe it gets you the dual extruder Creator XL. It also gets you the filament that's needed and a case and the tools. But I think there was one thing that you left out, Brandon, that's very important that comes with this starter package, and that
the
is training.
Yeah, the most important thing is training, Greg, and the training that we offer, it's live video training, and that teaches you how to, A, set the machine up, and then, B, prepare and make your first print. You know, we want you to be productive with the printer. We don't want it to be a mystery to any of our customers. We want 3D printing to be, you know, easy, and we want you to find uses for it. We want you to be productive with it, especially when you make the investment in a machine. The starter package is fantastic, though, because you just have to make one purchase and you're completely ready to go. There's not going to be, oh, you need to go get this or you need to go get that. No, you get the printer, the 6 rolls of filament, 50 print stickers, the Simplify 3D software, which is really what makes 3D printing easy. Of course, you get our toolkit. We give you an 8-gig USB stick for storing, you know, critical designs. And, of course, that live installation and training and the, you know, leapfrog complete warranty. So, I mean, the starter pack really gives you everything that you could possibly need to get going.
And on those filament rolls, are those 2-pound or a kilo? How much filament is on the arm?
Yeah, filament's measured in kilos. And so with the starter kit, you will receive, I believe, 6 kilos. So that's a kilo per roll. And it's 6 of our most popular colors. You know, whatever our top 6 sellers are, as far as popularity, that's what we package with the machine. And, of course, you have access to buy all the other filaments. We've got some new ones that are going to launch. We have an actual metallic filament copper. We're launching a couple other metallic type filaments. A lot of 3D printers can't even begin to print those types of filaments, but you can make pretty amazing things with that.
Got it. Well, I tell you what, I got my 3D printer, my first 3D printer in the store about a month ago, a little over a month ago, and I received 2 filament rolls with that. They're about 2.2 pounds each, a kilogram each. And I print something every single day, and I have not run out of filament as of yet. Hey, Brandon, we've got a lot of feedback coming back through your phone right now, so I don't know if you can hear it on your end, but we've got a lot of a lot of distortion going on.
It actually sounds like we're on a speakerphone. Is that the case?
No, it shouldn't. That's too bad. It's just a bad feedback.
Yeah, it's just a bad cell phone connection.
Yeah, but anyway,
that's how much we can do.
What we're going to do is we're going to wrap it up with Brandon here, and I'm going to go off onto the news in a little bit. We just got a lot of static and distortion going on, but I want to keep you on the phone for just one more minute here. I want to remind everybody that Brandon Davis is the CEO of Leapfrog America, the American division, and he is all about education. And I'm partnering up with him to make sure that we get that education out there. We get the people of the Pacific Northwest in tune with 3D printing and what it's all about, and get your kids involved. And Brandon's going to help me with that. I really appreciate, as always, you being on the show with me. You're going to be a regular. We might have to get you a tie line or something to have a little better connection, but I'm honored to have you on the team, and I'm honored to be on your team, and we're going to go far with educating the kids out there and the adults about 3D printing, additive manufacturing, why I'm on this rant about it. It's so important. Thank you so much for being with us today, Brandon, and I'll give you a call a little bit later on this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you, Craig.
All right, you have a great day. Anyway, that's my rant for today on 3D printing. Thanks for listening to that. In the meantime, we're going to go on to the news. As we all know, a couple of weeks ago, Apple was able to get a couple of new products out and an announcement about a product that will be out in the spring. What did just hit the stores was the new iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus, and I was able to take a look at one of the iPhone 6s, and I thought it didn't look much different than what I saw earlier. Alan, I know you had a couple in your hands the other day, so let's turn this into a Gadget Guy segment and tell me your thoughts on the new iOS 6, and we'll talk about the news also of the release of iOS 8 and what it did to some of those iOS 6 phones.
Well, from what I've been hearing, the folks that already have the iPhone are probably less likely to want the 6 Plus than the regular 6, just because they're not used to the size. However, being primarily an Android user, this is one of the first iPhones I've ever held and felt, wow, I really want to make this switch. And because of some of the cool things that they're doing with the payment plans, which, you know, again, doing what the Android environment's been able to do for a while. But because of that, and because I've, you know, already got my son on an iPhone, I think this may be the time that I actually switch back over and go this time with the iPhone 6 Plus. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but because it bends, LG now is looking at suing them for a patent infringement
for the
curve.
Yes, the Flex, of course, because it bends. Yeah. It bends in your pocket. Folks, if you get the new iPhone 6 Plus, I don't think your back pocket is the best place for it. Because, yes, it is bending, but I don't think it's the bendable Gorilla Glass that we're used to from the LG Flex, which this radio announcer, this radio host does have. And I do love my Flex. I like that curved screen. I use it a lot. It forms to my face well. How big is that iPhone 6? Alan, you know what my Flex looks like. It's a big old phablet. What, if you were to compare the size that to my Flex or, let's say, the Galaxy Note, is it in that category?
Well, the regular 6, when I held it up to my HTC One M8, seemed to be, you know, relatively the same. The 6 Plus, I would say, is definitely more along the lines of the larger Android phones. But to me, it's the right size. It's that little blend between being a phone and being, you know, that much more that I really like, and that is the size that I prefer.
There's a company out there called Arabixis, I think is the name of the company, and they have just come out with a smart sleeve. Since we're talking about flexible screens and smartphones and that, I'd like to bring this up. The smart sleeve is actually a bendable phablet that you wear on your arm. And why do I think this is important? Well, guess what? I would say that by looking at the prototypes on CNET right now, the case for this bendable phablet that you wear on your arm, it actually would go from like your wrist to your elbow, almost like a splint, but very thin. It looks like, to me, like the prototype was actually 3D printed. But anyway, it's wearable offering. It's very cool. If you can go to CNET and search for the bendable phablet, or even just go to Google it and take a look at that, it's robotics 101, man. It's very cool. I like the look of it. It's neat. It's big. And it's handy. You pull up your sleeve, and there it is right there. As long as they can make it just a little bit thinner, I believe that it's still in pre-production right now. But it's pretty cool. Different device. Also, 3D printed items. Jack Crawford brought this up to me today. A couple of guys at MIT came up with an underwater robot that can sniff out contraband underneath hidden underneath ships. And basically, it's another 3D printed device that uses sonar and different technologies to check the underside of a boat to see if there are things that have been welded to the bottom of the boat, for instance, containers of people or drugs. And that's kind of a cool little device. We have a caller on with us, and I believe, nope, okay. We're gonna hold off on that caller and go back to our news. Okay, now we're ready for the caller. We have a caller on the line with us, Lee from Everett. You have a question.
Yeah, I do. I was just telling your screener I'm a dinosaur when it comes to technology. Every time I hear about this 3D printing, my ears perk up. And I know absolutely nothing. I'd like to be referenced to a couple basic books about the subject. I'd like to see the starter kit. I don't know where to go to do that. And I'm a first-time listener to your show.
Okay. Well, Lee, here's the deal. I am going to be putting up a website. You'll be able to go to Coho, that's COHO3D.com. you'll be able to check out. Now, this is going to be launched tomorrow night, or Sunday night, tomorrow night at midnight. So Monday morning when you wake up, you can go to coho3d.com. I'm going to have a page on the 3D printing starter, the 3D printer starter kit. There'll be a page just dedicated to that. I'll have lots of links on that website to all kinds of 3D printing information. There are also a couple of shows that I would love for you to listen to. You can go right now to hightechradio.net. That's H-I-G-H-T-E-C-H radio.net. And go to the Tech Talk archives. You'll notice a couple of shows on there. There's a couple of the last two shows. Probably the most interesting for you would be the show that I did live from the 3D Printer World Expo, because we had some great guests on that show who explained exactly what additive manufacturing and 3D printing is all about. There are also references to many websites out there that you can go to and see actually what it is. You can see videos, et cetera, et cetera. But in the meantime, we're going to save all of the information on the 3D printing starter kit to that website when it gets launched late Sunday night, or you can go on early Monday morning and you'll be able to get all the information that you could possibly want on the 3D printing starter kits that we will be offering through the website. But in the meantime, to learn more, listen to that show and Google it. Go out there and Google 3D printing. What is 3D printing? Check it out on Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a great reference and also a safe reference point to go to that we know is going to be virus-free. Just be careful and safe surfing to you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And that's Coho, C-H.
COHO3D.com. Yes, and that site is just a bookmark until midnight tomorrow night. But thank you so much for the call.
Well, thank you very much. You have a good day.
You too. Back to the news. BlackBerry, we're talking about smartphones, is bragging about their sales of their new Square phone. And I believe that they call it the Passport. It's about the size of a passport, but it's square, and they are bragging about their sales topping 200,000 units. I don't know how much bragging there can be on 200,000 units when that's about a half of a percent of the smartphone shipments for the recent quarter.
And that's a very small portion of the iPhones that pre-sold on the first day.
That is correct. It's an interesting phone. They say that there's still a place for smartphones with keyboards, but, you know, I hope they make it. I don't know that they will. I was a BlackBerry user for a long time. John Chen is really, during their company's earning calls, was so excited about their 200,000 in sales. I don't know how excited he was about their multi-million dollar losses in the last quarter. Hopefully those 200,000 phones can at least get it into a few million dollars loss. It's real, real tough for RIM right now to be able to compete with the iPhones and the Samsungs. And speaking of Samsung, I believe that, Jack, you also brought up...
Yeah. This may be a new market for BlackBerry. Who knows? Oh, no, wait a minute. They won't like the... China will not like the security on... the BlackBerries. I think that was a problem with India and some of those other countries a little while back.
I was going to say, what I thought was really amazing is all those sales were for T-Mobile.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Dateline Beijing, as we know, the Chinese government has banned an item that they've been making for a lot of years. That's the iPhone, the iPad, and all of that. They've also decided to ban Windows 8. I guess they're waiting for Windows 9, which I believe that announcement will be coming out next week.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
So then on Wednesday they can ban it.
There you go.
In China.
But China has also now just banned the Samsung products. So Korea is on their radar as well. So maybe BlackBerry can look forward, RIM can look forward to selling their phones in China. Maybe they can bring up their sales a little bit quicker there. But anyway, it's kind of a weird looking phone. It is square, and I don't get the idea behind the square screen, whereas everything else is getting elongated they're going back to that 4x3 or even 4x4 aspect ratio, and I just don't know that it's going to work. If you want to watch a video, it's going to be all either stretched out or scrunched and very small, very difficult to look at, and I just don't know what they're thinking on that, just my opinion. Back to the news, and let's talk a little bit about a radar gun that was just invented. They're not only looking for you speeding, but this radar gun will actually tell that cop whether or not you're texting. And I am so much against texting and driving. Alan, you had mentioned an app called Agent to us a while back, and I use it. It's a phenomenal app. It allows me to not think about answering texts. When I get a text or a phone call while I'm driving, it automatically detects that I'm going at a certain speed. You can see when you get in the car and start driving, if you do happen to glance at your screen, it says driving mode enabled. And if you get a phone call or a text, it automatically texts back to that caller or texter, sorry, I'm driving, I'll get back to you in a little bit. And I just love it. My wife loves it. I don't text and drive.
I don't know if you loved it. You called me before the show, and I happened to be driving. And my car is very low tech. It's a driver's car, right?
Yeah, right. he drives an Audi that's very cool.
But very low tech. I don't even have Bluetooth in that thing. Can you believe it? But, you called and it sent you back a text saying that, you know, I was out driving and, had to wait till I got here to tell me your news.
Well, I got to tell you that I enjoyed getting that text back saying that you were driving, knowing that you'll make it to the studio safely. And I think it's great. It's a great thing to have out there. You don't need to be texting and driving. You were telling me a little bit about a story earlier about a gal who was actually picking up her kid at school. She was on the school campus. How fast could she have been driving? But she got it where it counts. She decided to look down at this text.
Well, I believe in the beginning she thought she was doing okay by dictating text, doing the text to text, the speech to text function on her phone. But then she decided to read her text as she was driving. And yeah, I don't know how fast she was going because she ran over a pole and it came up through the floorboard of the car and right into
her. Yeah, okay. We know right where it went. And I'll bet she never texts and drives again.
She needs to lose her license at that
point. One of the things that I don't understand about this radar gun that's targeting texting and driving is what happens to the people like us who have that Agent app on our phone and there's a text automatically going out to the person who's calling or texting. Am I going to get a ticket because my phone automatically texted somebody saying, sorry, I can't get the call right now? So I'm not sure that they thought this thing through all the way. They're putting a lot of money into this, and there are police departments that are interested in it. I think the intentions are good. The idea is good. I'm just not so sure that...
Exactly. It needs to be thought through very well so you're not giving out tickets to people who don't deserve them.
I believe that makes stupid news for this week. Hey, once again, we are going to be having our zombie walk on October 18th, downtown Issaquah. Come on down, check it out. I want to start the advertising promotion on this. Come down and support the local business in Issaquah on Front Street. It's a lot of fun. The kids will have fun. This is actually an event that takes a couple of weeks to unfold. Anybody can join. They can go and get made up. They're having dance classes to learn all the dances that they'll be doing.
Are they doing Thriller?
Doing Thriller again.
When Tom from Voco was on the show, he was mentioning this. I don't know if he still has a part in that.
Well, Tom from Voco actually is the founder or the originator of, he's the one that came up with the idea of Zombie Walk during the month of October to bring people down. It's a great, a lot of fun for the kids. The kids get to learn dancing, and there's no cost whatsoever. The dance classes, I believe, take place in Blakely Hall. Go to downtownissaquahassociation.com. and check it out. Learn about Zombie Walk. It's just a riot. Make sure you come down to Coho Computer at 75 Front Street South in Issaquah. We're on the south side of Sunset. Check out the 3D printing that's going on there. We're actually printing prototypes for Maxim. Maxim Gavronsky of Maximatic.com. He's an inventor. Check him out. He's gone viral. It's a lot of fun. Bring your kids. You know what? I have plenty of time to show them what 3D printing is about. Alan, I really appreciate you getting the word out to the school districts in Boston about 3D printing, and we'll see about getting you a 3D printer out there for you to review and really learn. I'm sure that Ian will love it. It'll be a lot of fun. And it's nice to be back in the studio. Next week, we'll have a special Tech Talk with Craig. We'll be doing our recording from last Friday night, the launch of the first 3D printer into space. It's Tech Talk with Craig. Thanks for listening to the High Tech Radio Network right here on AM 1150, KKNW.